Hello and welcome to Pound Town Podcast, or the Week NFL Predicting Podcast. This week, predicting the majority of the Week 6 games for the 2024 NFL season. So, we're going to start off with Bucks versus Saints. And the Bucks were doing really well at some point, but, I mean, now they're just 3-2. However, they're above 500. Unlike their opponent, the New Orleans Saints, who've had a very rough year. I mean, they won their first two games in blowouts and then proceeded to lose their next two games. So it's been their next three games, actually. It's been a rough season for them. It looked like a really good season, but now it's not a good season anymore for them. All right, so some injuries. Rachaad White is doubtful for the Bucs. Ernest Brown, the fourth, is out. Grant Barton is out. Luke Gadecki is questionable. Cameron Johnson is out. Kalijah Kansi is questionable. Jordan Whitehead and Antoine Winfield are questionable. For the Saints, I mean, Derek Carr is out. Taysom Hill is also out. And Will Harris is out. It just can't get worse, can it? And so Pete Werner is also out. Yeah, the Bucs are going to win quite easily. I think 28-7. Colts, Titans. Colts just took a hard loss to the Jaguars. The Titans, I think they just got they're coming off a bye. And, I mean, for the Colts, Taylor's out again, which is rough. Michael Pittman and Richardson are questionable, but the Titans haven't done much of anything this year. And so I really am leaning towards the Colts to win this. I mean, the Titans lost to the Jets. And their only win was against the Dolphins, who didn't have any quarterbacks. So, yeah, definitely going for the Colts here to win this. 21-6. Texans at Patriots. I don't have to review the injuries or say anything. Texans are winning. 31-9. The Texans have had a pretty good year. The Patriots had a surprise win in week one. And it's been all downhill from them. Then losing to the quarterbackless Dolphins. Losing to the Jets for the first time in a very long time. I don't actually know if that's true, nor do I care. The Jets don't beat them often. And they lost to the 49ers, which is a given, but still. Cardinals and Packers. I mean, the Pack has been doing quite well. And the Cardinals started out good, but leveled off. And I think they won their last game. Right, they shockingly beat the 49ers. And, yeah, wow. Shocking twist, they beat the 49ers last week. And the Packers, they beat the Rams last week by barely anything. And it's really not really a win. They beat the Rams, you don't have anyone by one score. That's not something to really be proud of. They also beat the Titans, so not really good wins there. The Cardinals also won against the Rams, but they won by a lot. And Cooper Kupp started that game, and the Cardinals also beat the 49ers, who aren't doing so well this year. But still, a pretty decent team to beat. Better than beating the Titans. So, I think the Cardinals are going to win this. The Cardinals and Packers give us some of the most exciting games back when Aaron Rodgers was still on the Packers. But now it's the new age with Love and everything. So I'm excited to see it. But I think the Cardinals will be walking away with this one 24-21. It's going to be close. Alright. Browns versus Eagles. Eagles, the Browns are having a terrible year. The Eagles are having a so-so year. I think the Eagles are coming off a bye. Because they only have two. Because they're only 2-2. So they have to be coming off a bye. The Browns are, I'm pretty sure, coming off of a loss. The Eagles got beat by the Bucks and the Falcons, but they beat the Packers in an amazing game, and they beat the Saints as well. The Browns, on the other hand, they have only one win, and that is against the Jaguars, who are winless at the time, who were winless until very recently. They lost to the Giants, so that's really something to be ashamed of. So yeah, definitely the Eagles by a wide margin, 27-7. All right, Commanders Ravens. Ooh, this is a good one. So the Ravens are 3-2, but they had a rough start to the year, but I think they're coming off of like 3 straight wins. So and everyone knows they're a team to watch out for. Right, they beat the Cowboys, the Bills, and the Bengals all in a row. That's really not bad. And their opponent, the Commanders, they had a pretty shocking good game against the Buccaneers. They lost by 17, but they put up 20. Then they beat the Giants, which is a given. They beat the Bengals, and the Cardinals. And the Browns, do they have a loss? They're 4-1. But, right, they do have a loss against the Buccaneers. But this is a good team. Not really good schedule strength. I think the Ravens definitely have it in them to win this game. And I think they will win this game. 20-13. Chargers off the bye versus Broncos. Now, neither team has been doing that great. The Broncos are, 2-3. So they're 3-2. And, they beat the Jets by a point. They lost to the Steelers. They beat the Buccaneers by a surprising margin. They lost to the Seahawks. And they beat the Raiders. They beat the Buccaneers by a lot. But that's really it for schedule strength. Meanwhile, the Chargers, everyone always thinks they'll be good, especially now with the new coach. But they just came off of a loss to the Chiefs, which they totally could have won. They beat the Raiders, which isn't really an achievement. They beat the Panthers, which is not an achievement in the least. They lost to the Steelers, and they lost to the Chiefs, which, okay. But, I feel like they kind of should have won that game. And so I think that, especially with Joey Bosa being questionable and Rashawn Slater being questionable and Asante Samuel being out, those are some tough injuries. I think the Broncos are going to take it 27-17. Steelers-Raiders, immaculate reception, rematch. harkens back to last year when I think Franco Harris passed away 2 days before he was to be honored in a big ceremony. It was very, very sad. That might have been last year or the year before. One of those years. Anyway, the Steelers were, I think, the last undefeated team. They were 3-0 at some point. They lost to the Colts, lost to the Cowboys. Meanwhile, the Raiders are 2-3. And the Steelers weren't the last undefeated team. The Chiefs are. They're 5-0. The Raiders are 2-3. They lost to the Broncos. But they beat the Browns, beat the Ravens, which is really interesting. Beat the Panthers. You know, so I think the Steelers take this one, but I mean, Nick Herbig is out. Alex Highsmith is out. That's a big hit to their defensive line. Cordarrelle Patterson is also out, so the return game is going to be effective. But in return, Davante Adams is out. Michael Mayer is out. So both teams have some injuries. In the end, I think the Steelers are just going to take it with... I still think their defense can be good. You know, when you have Cam Hayward and T.J. Watt, your defense can't suck. So I think the Steelers take it 13-6. It's not going to be, I think, a good game. Lions, Cowboys, Lions off the bye. And now Eric Kendricks is out. Michael Parsons is out. That's a really big problem. So I think the Lions are actually going to win this, because if Michael Parsons isn't playing, it's really hard to get that pressure that Dallas relies on. So I think the Lions are actually going to take it. I still think the Lions are overhyped, but they can still take this game. I think it'll be like 20-17. Okay, Falcons, Panthers. So Falcons don't really have any major injuries, but Jadeveon Clowney for the Panthers is doubtful. Austin Corbett is out. And Deontay Johnson is questionable. A'shaun Robinson is questionable. Tommy Tremble is out. Yeah, the Panthers suck. It's quite common knowledge at this point. And they're 1-4. And aside from the Jaguars, who just lost to Chicago, as I expected, should have listened to that episode, they're the worst team in the league because the Jaguars only got the chance to play one more and lose one more. And I think they'll be tied after this, because I think the Falcons are going to kill the Panthers. 31-9. Bengals, Giants, ugh. It's two absolute trash teams. Somehow the Giants are doing better than the Bengals, which is really, really shocking. Anyway, when Malik Nabers out with a concussion, this offense is really going to go nowhere. And also Kayvon Thibodeau is out. Yeah, this Giants team isn't going anywhere. They're going to have a losing season. I'm telling you. It's just shocking how they can think Daniel Jones is, like, you know, a good quarterback. And they paid him. And, yeah, that hasn't gone so very well for them lately. And so, yep, that's why they're losing. So, yeah. I think the Bengals are going to beat the Giants. Neither team is really good, you know, at all. But, I mean, the Giants did beat the Seahawks, but they lost to the Cowboys. And they beat the Browns, which, again, not an achievement. And Then if you look at the Bengals, they're not doing any better. But, I mean, they lost to the Ravens in overtime, which is pretty amazing. They beat the Panthers. Of course, they beat the Panthers. Lost to the Commanders, lost to the Chiefs by 1 point. So, I think a bit more strength of schedule there. Losing to the Patriots is rough. I think the Bengals are going to win in a 17-14 game. Alright, now we get to Monday night. Wait, how is that Sunday night football? Oh my god. What idiots put that up on Sunday night football on primetime? Alright, 3-2 Bills at the 2-3 Jets. Bills are going to win this. Everyone knows this. 24-10. Alright, that is this week of games. The teams on the bye, before I check, I'm going to try to guess from everything I did. The Rams and let's think. The Vikings. Yeah, the Vikings. So, Rams, Vikings, Dolphins, and so Rams, Vikings, Dolphins, and Who else? I have no clue who this could be. And also, the Commanders are somehow leading the East. And no, that's good. Okay, Rams, Dolphins, Vikings, Chiefs is my guess. Now let's take a look. NFL teams on bye week 6. Chiefs, Rams, Dolphins, Vikings. I did it. Yay. Alright. So the games are about to start. So you should be heading to your TV right after finishing this. I hope you enjoyed. And you'll hear more of me next episode.